This is Toronto, and it's a city that hosts many film festivals. Now, of course, there's the Toronto International Film Festival, which gets all the glitz and glamour and Hollywood stars and red carpets, but there are many other festivals held here throughout the year, most of which, in my opinion, are just as interesting and unique as TIFF. Just to name a few, there's the Toronto Urban Film Festival, Rendezvous with Madness, Toronto After Dark, Hot Docs, Real World, and the upcoming Worldwide Short Film Festival. Now, the Worldwide Short Film Festival will be running from June 16th to the 21st. It's presented by the Canadian Film Center, and it's North America's largest short film festival. Eileen Arandiga is the festival director, and a few days ago I spoke with her about this year's festival, which happens to be the 15th annual edition. Here's our conversation. Well, for starters, Eileen, what can people expect from the 2009 edition of the Worldwide Short Film Festival?
They can expect 295 films from 46 different countries in 31 different programs. So there's going to be something for everyone at this year's festival, from our Shorts for Shorties program, which is geared towards children 6 to 12, and it also includes an animation workshop after the screening for the little kiddies, and they learn to make their own cartoons with John Eisen, the creator of CBC's Yam Roll, to our official selection, which is 104 of the latest and greatest short films from around the world, to our specialty programming, sci-fi shorts, Accidentally Funny, which is sort of archival films, instructional films that have aged with a certain je ne sais quoi. Midnight Mania, Freaky and Creepy, which is, you know, I think pretty self-explanatory and has some great films in its lineup, to Slap and Tickle, some naughty and sexy shorts.
Now, there's 295 films that will be shown, and that's out of almost 4,000 films that were submitted. So when you're only allowed to take a small fraction of films, what are some of the things you look for when making a selection?
You look for, well, firstly, you look for a great story and something that you haven't seen before. I mean, when you're watching the volume that the program is, the Worldwide Short Film Festival watch, you often see the same thing over and over and over again, like watching a broken record. So you definitely look for creativity, something different. You also look for good sound, because a film without good sound is kind of useless. It doesn't really work. You just get taken out of the experience right away.
Unless it's a silent film.
Unless it's a silent film, of course, in which case there is no sound, so you're fine. But we look for many, many, many different factors. I mean, we, for example, our official selection programs are a combination of live action, animation, documentary, and experimental film. So we're always looking to have the best blend of all of those factors of films from around the world. It really is sort of the fine art of balancing and trying to create cohesive programs. So we look for a lot of things.
What impact does the short film have within the international film industry?
Well, I think that there's sort of been a bit of a renaissance in short film. Everyone's talking about short content and watching film on, you know, their iPhone or the computer or wherever it may be, YouTube, of course, and things like that. But I think it sort of led people to a renewed interest in short content in the short form. And this year, for example, we're screening a program called 8, which is 8 short films commissioned on the sort of 2015 millennial goals, millennial development goals that were set out in 2000 by the United Nations. And the directors who are making these 8 short films are not nobody. You know, Wim Wenders, Gus Van Sant, Jane Campion, Gaspar Noé, Gael Garcia Bernal. Like, there are some really big names, people who traditionally don't actually work in short film anymore. But I think people are kind of going, hey, actually a really interesting sort of form to work in, and to try and say something in, you know, 15 minutes as opposed to 95, 120 actually takes some sort of rigor and can be a challenge. I mean, like, you know, people say it's harder to write a good short story than it is to write a novel. So I think there's sort of a little bit of a similarity with short film versus feature film.
Yeah, it does definitely sound more like a challenge when you have to get a story and a point across in 30 minutes or so, as opposed to the regular 90 minutes.
Definitely, definitely. And I mean, we're screening films that are 30 seconds long this year. They're little, short, tiny interstitials in our Shorts for Shorties program, but, you know, it can be done. Mm-hmm. There are some little, cute 30-second pieces out there. And then, of course, there are some great 40-minute works as well. But it's always harder to find a home for a 40-minute piece as opposed to a 10-minute, that's for sure.
46 countries are being represented at this year's festival. Are you surprised by that number?
You know what, I actually was, because usually we're pretty consistent in terms of, you know, usually we receive submissions from about 80, 81 countries. This year we received submissions from 89 countries. And usually when we program, it ends up sort of being around 31 countries or so that are represented in the festival lineup. And, you know, that's not for lack of wanting to screen films from more and more countries. But this year it just so happened that some of our specialty programs have films that come from countries that we've actually really never had the opportunity to program before. So, 46 countries is pretty amazing. You know, for example, we've got a film from Bosnia and Herzegovina. We've got a film from Mauritania. We've never screened a film from Mauritania before, so this is the first, which is exciting.
And finally, Eileen, if people would like more information, where can they turn to?
They can go to shorterisbetter.com, and they can click right through to our box office. They can see our festival lineup, our schedule, all of the films showing in each program. Each program, I would say on average, each program has about 9-10 films in it, but some programs have 22 films. Our music video program this year has 22 music videos in it, and we're actually hosting an after party after the screening, so it's going to be tons of fun.
Sounds great, Eileen. Thanks so much for taking the time out, and best of luck with the festival.
Thank you very much, Eric. See you there.
Eileen Arandiga is the festival director for the Worldwide Short Film Festival. Once again, it takes place from June 16th to the 21st. For more information, including show times and venues, please visit www.shorterisbetter.com. That's shorterisbetter, all one word, .com. This is Toronto, a podcast dedicated to the arts and culture community of this city. My name is Eric Rosenheck. If you get a chance, I hope you can check out the website for this program. You'll find all kinds of interesting things, including a link to This is Toronto's Facebook group page. The URL is www.thisistorontopodcast.blogspot.com. Here are some other events taking place in Toronto over the next couple of weeks. The Toronto Small Press Spring Book Fair will be held on June 13th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Toronto Reference Library, 789 Yonge Street. 96 small to medium-sized presses from the Greater Toronto area will gather in the atrium of the Toronto Reference Library to sell their books, chapbooks, graphic novels, audiobooks, magazines, and comics, and a wide array of high-quality arts and crafts. There will also be a number of readings. If you'd like to know more, head to torontosmallpressbookfair.org. Also on June 13th, it's the World Naked Bike Ride. Yes, you heard correctly. This ride is a global human protest against oil dependency. Participants are encouraged to be, quote, as bare as you dare. It gets underway at 12 noon at Coronation Park. More info is available at worldnakedbikeride.org. If you do take part in this event, two things. One, you are very brave. And two, for the love of God, don't wipe out. Finally, the Toronto Maple Leafs of the Intercounty Baseball League will be hosting the Hamilton Thunderbirds on Wednesday, June 10th at 7:30 p.m. The Leafs also have a doubleheader against the London Majors on Sunday, June 14th at 1 p.m. The games will be played at Christie Pits, located at the corner of Bloor and Christie. LeafsBaseball.com for more info. That's all for this episode of This is Toronto. Questions and comments can be sent to thisistorontopodcast@yahoo.ca. You can also post a comment on the website, thisistorontopodcast.blogspot.com. I'm Eric Rosenheck. Thanks for listening.